Blog Talk Radio.
Cause I got to keep on walking on the road.
nation without a doubt. Don't make them take you like who them took out. Shall we be waiting there, we are shout. Shall we be waiting there? Clean and pure meditation without a doubt. Don't make them take you like who them took out. Shall we be waiting there, we are shout. Shall we be waiting there? Got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
Beings like ghosts and zombies. President Mugabe holding guns to innocent bodies in Zimbabwe. They make John Pope seem godly, sacrilegious and blasphemous. In my lifetime, I look back at paths I walked, where savages fought and pastors taught. Prostitutes stomping high heel boots and badges scream at young black children. Stop or I will shoot. I look back at cook crack, plus cars that pass by, Jaguars, mad flies, and I'm guilty for materialism. Still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries, I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, and why NYC state of mind I'm in.
In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy. And police way abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youth that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking on the road. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents should need some charity. Youth should need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and strategy. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. Youth should need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy. By any plan and any means and any strategy. Hey, say, you got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
Peace to the gods. Hello, world. How are we doing today? I hope everyone has had a pleasant weekend. On yesterday, it was Mother's Day. We didn't do a show yesterday. We really didn't do a show Friday as well. But, yeah, man, we kind of have to take those breaks, you know, from doing some teaching, you know, because we are real people as well, you know, and this is a job. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And to me, it doesn't it's not just one day for me. Every day is Mother's Day, because without the mothers, there would be no us. So shout out to all the hardworking moms, the dedicated moms, the moms that just don't give up, man. So yeah, shout out to all of those. And yeah, today is Historical Monday, and yeah, we definitely want to get on our mission today and stay focused with what we're trying to bring you guys. Okay, I see Kalam in the chat now. Adam in. Peace, God.
Peace, God.
What's good, J-Rock? What's good, man? It's going good with me, man. How's everything going with you, brother?
Going beautiful.
Yeah, man. I was just talking to the people, man, and kind of explaining our absence for the last few shows, you know. Of course, yesterday was, Mother's Day, so... You know, you get a chance and an opportunity, brother, to send your mother some shout outs.
Oh yeah, you said, did I have a chance to?
Yeah.
I made sure I call up for sure. We was on the phone for like an hour and a half.
For sure, man. That's beautiful, man. Well. Like I was making mention of, you know, my mom is not actually here anymore, but she's spiritually with me. And also my son's mom as well. So, you know, we did our spiritual thing. We went to their graves and, man, we went and blessed the graves yesterday, you know.
Right.
Yeah, man. But, yes, shout out to those who does have their moms, you know, may you make her life enjoyable the time here, you know, because moms go through a lot, man. I understand a lot more being a single, well, I'm not a single father now, but when I was a single father, I understood the pressure that a lot of women had as far as being single mothers, you know. And so, right. Man, shout out to those women, man. Shout out. Yeah, man. Today is Historical Monday, and today is the day where we give you some historical facts about some information that you didn't know about. One of the things the person that I chose today was a person that I recently encountered with as far as information on this individual, because growing up, man, I never heard of this man's name, and his name was is Noble Ju Ali. Noble Ju Ali, you know. And he was a From the understanding, man, he was a very, very, very informational brother, you know. He gave a lot of information to our melanated people. And so, you know, I want to kind of catch a little more information. Well, give out a lot of more information to those who were kind of in the blind like I was. What about you, Kalam? How did you first hear about Noble Ju Ali?
I first heard about Noble Ju Ali. Let's see. That was like... That was a book, like, maybe around the same time we first met, probably like a year before we met, most likely probably like about a year before we met, like that was like the fresh first, like, start. Because, you know, I was already linking up with brothers inside the city. And, you know, before I actually was into the seminars, I was actually locally. And, you know, they was on this type, they was on that brother, like, tough. So, that's really how I don't know the year exactly. But, yeah, like, about the time we, about a year before we met.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, you was kind of blinded by it too. So it was great information, man. Great information. And this was just one of the people that, you know, I kind of learned about because, you know, we always talk about the updated people, but we haven't went as far as talking about the past. You know, we talk about Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and those are the only two people that America really give knowledge of, you know. But, man, it's a lot more historical people that, you know, that we don't know about. So, you know, yeah, man. Let's get into it, man. Let's find out about Noble Drew Ali. Let's see. And I put some information inside the private chat for those of you who are on the line. If you would like to get into the private chat, please feel free to email us at fortheloveofcommerce@gmail.com. And we will most definitely get you guys inside of the private chat. All right, and for those who may be online listening, if you're online listening and you would like to get on the call-in number is 563-999-3670. Again, it is 563-999-3670. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get inside the private chat. And in the private chat, we have Wikipedia. And Wikipedia gives us a lot of information on Noble Drew Ali. All right. And it says, Timothy Drew, better known as Noble Drew Ali, January 8th, 1886 through July 20th, 1929. Wow, he was young, man. He was real young. That's not a long time at all. Yeah, that's about 40 years. So, and he was an American who founded the Morrison Temple of America, considered a prophet by his followers. In 1913, he founded the Canaanite Temple in Newark, New Jersey, before relocating to Chicago, where he gained a following of thousands of converts. Following the murder of a rival Morris Science Temple leader, Drew Ali was arrested but never charged and sent to jail. He died in 1929, shortly after being released. Yo, man, one thing about being incarcerated, man, they do all type of different, you know, tests on you. And if anybody know, like I know about being incarcerated, one thing that they do, man, they give you all type of tests, and they demand that you take these tests, or they demand that you take these shots. They go overboard, and if you don't do all of these things, they'll hold you in there, you know.
Wow.
And so just hearing how shortly after being released, you know, he died. So, man, you never know, this could have been a setup. You get what I'm saying? Like, man, hey, they know how to really, really shut you down. They really do. All right. And it says, early life. several details of Drew Ali's early life are uncertain, as true information became mixed with that of legend by his devout followers. He is believed to have been born Timothy Drew on January 8, 1886 in North Carolina. Sources differ as to his background and upbringing. One reports he was the orphaned son of two former slaves born in a Cherokee tribe, while others describe him as the son of John A. Drew Quitman, military and political leader of Cherokee Chehari Nation and Eliza Turner Quitman, full-blooded Washita Tonica mother. Okay, and then one version of his life common among members of the Morris Science Temple holds that Drew was raised by an abusive aunt who once threw him into a furnace. This version holds that he left home at 16 and joined a band of Romani people who took him overseas to Egypt and the Middle East. Drew Ali also reportedly worked as a circus musician or a merchant seaman before purportedly traveling to Egypt. He never received a formal education, but at some point came into contact with Eastern philosophy. In 2014, a completely different understanding of Drew Ali's early life was presented with the publication of an article in the online Journal of Race, Ethnicity, and Religion. The article presented nearly compelled evidence, including census records, newspaper ads, newspaper articles, a World War I draft card. Draft card and street directory records to link Noble Drew Ali to one Thomas Drew, who was born on the same date as Timothy Drew, but originated from Virginia instead. All right. And then it says religious information. Drew Ali reported that during his travels to Egypt, he met a high priest of Egyptian magic. In one version of Drew Ali's biography, the leader saw him as a reincarnation of the founder. In others, he claimed that the priest considered him a reincarnation of Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, and other religious prophets. According to the biography, the high priest trained Ali in mysticism and gave him a lost section of the Quran. This text came to be known as the Holy Quran of the Morris Science Temple of America, not to be confused with the Islamic Quran. It is also known as the Circle 7 Quran because of its cover, which features a red 7 surrounded by a blue circle. The first 19 chapters are from the Aquarian Gospel of Jesus the Christ, published in 1908 by historic Ohio preacher Levi Dowling. In the Aquarian Gospel, Dowling described Jesus' supposed travels in India, Egypt, and Palestine during the years of his life, which are not accounted for by the New Testament. Chapters 20 through 45 are borrowed from the Rosicrucian work Until Thy I Grant, Thee I Grant, with minor changes in style and wording. They are instructions on how to live and the education and duties of inheritance. Okay. So then it says, Du Ali wrote the last four chapters of the Circle 7 Quran himself. In these he wrote, the fallen sons and daughters of the Aztec nation of North America.
Asiatic.
Okay, let me start that over. The fallen sons and daughters of the Asiatic nation of North America need to learn to love instead of hate, and to know of their higher self and lower self. This is the uniting of the Holy Quran of Mecca for teaching and instructing all Moorish Americans, etc. The key of civilization was and is in the hands of the Asiatic nations, the Moors, who were the ancient Moabites and the founders of the holy city of Mecca. So he left this message for us to understand that, you know, we have to learn our higher self and our lower self. And this is so true. Why is it that we hate each other so much? I used to wonder that. You know, one thing that I saw yesterday, guy, you know, I ended up taking my sister out for Mother's Day because, you know, she's been here to actually help raise my children with me and other right. people's children as well. That's like considered like a big mama, if you know what I mean. And so we went to an all melanated restaurant. Now, in doing so, it was a long wait, right? A very long wait. It was like 45 minutes to an hour, but it's not a big place for a lot of individuals, right? It's very small. They've been up and running for about a couple of years now, but we just recently found out about them. Now, keep in mind, a lot of us have went to big brand restaurants, like, let's say, I don't know if you guys have a Texas Roadhouse out there or TGI Fridays, which I know TGI Fridays is known commonly in most areas, or, you know, you just have big brand restaurants that's located all around the U.S. Well, if you leave, most of us, we go to church on Sundays, but of course, yesterday was considered a holiday for Mother's Day. It was a long wait. Now, they would literally go to one of these European restaurants and they would tell you, hey, it's an hour wait, 45 to an hour wait. You wait. You don't complain as much. You go in, you finally get seated, and within 20 to 30 minutes, your food is coming out. Okay? You pay that food bill. You make sure of it. You know, I've never hardly ever seen us as melanated people walk out as fast at a European restaurant. So yesterday, the girls that were there, there's all melanated restaurant. They all have melanated people, but their spirits are so beautiful. I had to really give it up to them. And if anybody ever wants to know about the melanated places in Memphis, Sugar Shack is one place that I would recommend them to, because it has great food, not only the food, but great service. And they spell Sugar Shack with sugar with an A instead of a E-R. So, but yeah, man, we were there, and you wouldn't believe that someone with a party of at least 10 people came in, waited, you know, sat down before us. She was complaining like the whole time. The lady that was over all of them, she complained like the whole time she was waiting. And, you know, it was crazy. Like, I was like, yeah, you know, me trying to keep everything down. I was like, yeah, well, you know, today is Mother's Day, you know. And if you go anywhere right about now, you'd probably be waiting about the same time. So she made a statement to the young lady when she finally got seated. And me and my sister kind of heard her. She was like, well, I ain't paying for the food. And the girl kind of laughed it off. She's a sweet individual. She laughed it off and was like, well, you know, we'll apologize for the long wait, but, you know, we're doing our best because, you know, and we're trying to keep the business rolling. You know, she didn't get upset with it. She, you know, just calmed the situation down. To make a long story short, they got their food, God. It took them about 20 to 30 minutes to get their food. And the lady was, the manager even came out and talked to us, you know, trying to, you know, give them some encouraging words, basically. And I'm going to state this first, because we waited, and even for us, when it got time for us to pay, my son was like, my baby boy, he's like 8-9 years old. And this is the difference between an adult and a child in the way we think. My son was like, well, she haven't came and got the bill yet, so I guess we can just walk out. And I said, yo, why would we want to do something like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, these people working hard to keep the service that they do have. If we work out, that means they are covering the bill. You get what I'm saying? And so
yeah,
this party of 10, this older lady decided that she wanted to take the party of 10 and literally just walk out without paying. Now, it's like I made mention to the gentleman, I said, it's a difference between just saying that you are a grown person and paying bills and actually being an adult, because that was the decision of a child. Why? Because my child made mention to that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, as an adult, right, you think about every single consequences that come behind that. That's an adult way of thinking, you know. But yeah, we definitely have to get to know our higher self and our lower self, because a lot of us, man, we have become dumbed down with stupidity, and we are not adults. We are not fully developed. You see, like, you wouldn't do that at a European restaurant, especially not with a party of 10. You know. So it was just crazy. And you know, the people there kind of, like I say, they didn't get upset. They, you know, they kind of just brushed it off and kept going, man. I applauded those people. I said, you know what, man, I couldn't pay for the whole meal for the party of 10, but I made a large donation, because I was like, you know what, man, that was crazy. That was really crazy. but, you know, and I know me, man, I get my blessings all the time, so I'm not tripping, like, but we as melanated people have to love ourselves first in order to love someone that looks just like us. And that's for sure, you know?
I agree.
But, yeah, so let's finish this one up, and then we'll go into a break. All right, it says, Jew Ali used this material to claim Jesus and his followers were Asiatic. Asiatic was the term Jew Ali used for all dark or olive-colored people. He labeled whites as European, although he labeled whites who became a part of the MSTA as Persian or Celt. He suggested that all Asiatics should be allied. Jew Ali believed that African Americans were all Moors, who he claimed were descended from the ancient Moabites, describing them as belonging to the Northwest Africa as opposed to Moab, as the name suggests. He claimed that Islam and its teachings are more beneficial to their earthly salvation and that their true nature had been withheld from them. Male members of the temple wear a fez or turban as head covering. Women wear a turban. As Jew Ali became urging, the Moorish Americans to become better citizens, he made speeches like a divine warning by the prophet of the nation, in which he urged them to reject derogatory labels such as black, colored, and Negro. He urged Americans of all races to reject hate and embrace love. He believed that Chicago would become a second Mecca. Jew Ali crafted Morrison's ideology from a variety of sources, a network of alternative spiritualities that focus on the power of the individual to bring about personal transformation through mystical knowledge of the divine within. In the interwar period in Chicago and other major cities, he used these concepts to preach Moorish pride. He appealed to thousands of African Americans who had left severely oppressive conditions in the South through the Great Migration and faced struggles adapting in new urban environments. All right, and we're gonna come back and finish it. Let's go into a quick break real quick, and we will definitely come right back and jump right back into it. Peace to the God.
To the God.
Salam and good day to the goddesses and gods. We hope your daily life is going pleasant, divine. If you continue to listen to this record, your psyche is voluntarily entering the terms and agreements of all good and no evil. Anyone who is found utilizing evil will be exiled by the host. And this is a notice and disclaimer inside for the love of commerce. We never give legal advice and we never practice law. If you are searching for those things, you will have to search somewhere outside for the love of commerce. So for all mention, we offer grace and benevolence.
God, we are back. We are back. Yeah, man. And again, today is Historical Monday. We was just talking about the great leader, Noble Drew Ali. And, man, we're going to get back into it before we run out of time. Kalam, was it anything that you wanted to touch on that we was reading?
No, it was pretty good.
Okay. Point. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get back into it, man. And it says, finding the Moorish Science Temple. It is possible that Drew Ali did actually travel to Egypt and Morocco, but historians can believe that after leaving North Carolina, he moved to Newark, New Jersey, where he worked as a trained expressman. In 1913, Drew Ali formed the Canaanite Temple in Newark. Drew Ali and his followers migrated while planting congregations in Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Detroit. Finally, Drew Ali settled in Chicago in 1925, saying the Midwest was closer to Islam. The following year, he officially registered Temple Number 9. There he instructed followers not to be confrontational, but to build up their people to be respected. In this way, they might take their place in the United States of America by developing a cultural identity that was congruent with Drew Ali's belief on personhood. In the late 1920s, journalists estimated the Moorish Science Temple had 35,000 members in 17 temples in cities across the Midwest and Upper South. The ushers of the temple were black fezzes. The leader of a particular temple was known as a grand sheikh or governor. Noble Drew Ali was known to have had several wives. According to the Chicago Defender, he claimed the power to marry and divorce at will. The Moorish Science movement was reportedly studied and watched by the Chicago police. Drew Ali attended the 1929 inauguration of the Illinois Governor Louis Lincoln Immerson. The Chicago Defender stated that his trip included interviews with many distinguished citizens from Chicago who greeted him on every hand. With the growth in its population and membership, Chicago was established as the center of the Moorish Science movement. Eternal split and murder. In early 1929, following a conflict over funds, Clyde Green Bay, the business manager of Chicago Temple No. 1, split with the Moorish Science Temple of America. He declared himself Greek Sheikh and took a number of members with him. On March 15, Green Bay was stabbed to death at the Unity Hall of the Morris Science Temple on India Avenue in Chicago. Drew Ali was out of town at the time, as he was dealing with former Supreme Grand Governor Lomax Bay, Professor Eldon Muhammad, who had supported Green Bay's attempted coup. When Drew Ali returned to Chicago, the police arrested him and other members of the community on suspicions of having instigated the killing. No indictment was sworn for Drew Ali at the time. Then his death, shortly after his release by the police, Drew Ali died at age 43 at his home in Chicago on July 20, 1929. Although the exact circumstances of his death are unknown, the certificate of death stated that Noble Drew Ali died from tuberculosis, pneumonia. Pneumonia. The P is silent. Pneumonia. All right. Despite the official report, many of his followers speculated that his death was caused by injuries from the police or from other members of the faith. Others thought it was due to pneumonia. One more told the Chicago Defender that the prophet was not ill. His work was done and he laid his head down upon the lap of one of his followers and passed out. His funeral took place on July 25th, 1929, with hundreds attending. The services were held at the Bethlehem Temple in Chicago, followed by the burial at Burr Oak Cemetery in nearby Aspen. The death of Drew Ali brought out a number of candidates who vowed to succeed him. Edward Milley L. stated that he had been declared Drew Ali's successor by Drew Ali himself, while John Givens L., Drew Ali's chauffeur, declared that he was Drew Ali's reincarnated. However, the governors of the Morris Science Temple of America declared Charles Kirkman Bay to be the successor to Drew Ali and named him Grand Advisor. And then it states legacy. Wallace Ferd Muhammad, the founder of Nation of Islam, was previously a prominent member of the Morris Science Temple of America, where he was known as David Ford L. After Drew Ali's death, he claimed to be the prophet reincarnated. When his leadership was largely rejected, he broke away from the Morris Science Temple, moved to Detroit, and founded the Nation of Islam. Nation of Islam leaders denied any historical connection to the Morris Science Temple of America until February 26, 2014, when Louis Farrakhan acknowledged Noble Drew Ali's contribution to the Nation of Islam. In 1986, the Morocco ambassador of the United States officially recognized the Morris Science Temple's Islamic linkage to Morocco through Drew Ali. All right. Well, let's get back into the private chat. We do have one more link that we can kind of quickly go over, and it's basically stating some of the similar things. But this is the originalpeople.org. So, yeah, this is basically, you know, some of the similar things that we had in there. And again, it was stating that the eternal split and murder in early 1929, following a conflict over funds, Clyde Green Bay, the business manager of Chicago Temple No. 1, split with the Morris Science Temple of America. He declared himself Grand Shiach and took a number of members with him. On March 15, Green Bay was stabbed to death at the United Hall of the Morris Science Temple on India Avenue in Chicago. And then it states that Drew Ali was out of town and he was dealing with former Supreme Grand Governor Lomax Bay Professor Eldine Muhammad, who had supported Green Bay's attempted coup. When Drew Ali returned to Chicago, the police arrested him and other members of the community on suspicions of having instigated the killing. No indictment was sworn for Drew Ali at the time. Man, you know, to me that just sounds like, you know, it was something in the mix when it came to with the whole police precinct. If we've learned anything from, you know, these Europeans, man, they find ways to get at us in any form or fashion. And of course, one man holding thousands and thousands of members, we have to be ready for something like that. You know, we have to be ready for something like that. That's the whole purpose of gaining all of this information and creating leaders all around the world, you know, because if you create leaders all around the world, it's kind of hard to take out just one. You see what I'm saying? When it's multiple leaders that's doing the exact same thing. That's just the reason why it's important to build up your community to be able to lead, you know, and not always follow. But, you know, everybody's not equipped to be a leader, so we have to understand that. Sometimes it's okay to be a follower. You follow, as long as you're following in the right footsteps. You know, hey, man, I learned to be a soldier first. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about being that soldier first, then you can move up to commander. So you have to know these things. You have to know these things. Anything you wanted to touch on with you know, Noble Drew Ali Colon before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it was a great show, beautiful show. Noble Drew Ali, definitely. Or a.k.a. Timothy Drew. Hey, definitely a great, one of the great figures in the past that don't be talked about as much, you know. And I'm glad you brought him up. And I look at him, right, and when they talked about the NOI, the Nation of Islam as well,
right,
and Fart Muhammad being connected with Noble Drew Ali and Farrakhan, actually giving like a shout out or recognition to Noble Drew Ali contribution to the NOI or the Nation of Islam.
It's right.
It says a lot, because Far Muhammad basically was the one who created the Nation of Islam. And he also was connected with Nobuju Ali. He used to go by the name, if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure Paul Bay.
Right.
Yeah, but that's all I have, though, because I know we about to end the show right now. I had a music.
Yeah. But, man, that's somebody else that we can possibly go into, next week, man. We can put something in the chat for that brother. And, man, we can bring more information even when it comes to the Nation of Islam. And just do our due diligence with that. I know I definitely want to talk about the other legend, the great Marcus Garvey. we're gonna make time to be able to talk about all our historical leaders, and what the information, because I didn't know about Marcus Garvey either, man. I knew about Minister Farrakhan through Malcolm X and the Nation of Islam. But even the leaders that created that, I want to know more about them so that we can learn more about who and where these entities were formed and why, So, yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
But again, it's a beautiful, beautiful show. We definitely are glad that those who came in to check us out actually checked us out, man. Tomorrow is Health Tuesday, and we'll definitely be back to give you guys some beneficial information on something beneficial for your health. So tune in with us tomorrow, and we'll definitely be glad you did. And with that being said, hey, peace to the gods.
Gods.
This beat ain't normal.
Let me call you, no dancer. I say we can call you some more. Yeah, you leave me no choice, so ready to not go up here for your demand. And you had that tight dress on when I saw you last night at the club. Even though I had my dark shades on, I was looking at you all night long. I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh no, why did I drink this Hennessy? And I don't know what come over me. And I just wanna make me come party. Don't want to lose it to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, do I know about you? I swear to God, you can come out too. Oh, you can come out too. To something I've been watching, I might just run to something. I'm loving, like a monkey, the junkie for your loving. I must be high or something, but now it doesn't really matter because I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? Oh, no. Why did I drink this Hennessy? Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My body no go free. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, do I know about you? I swear to God, you could come back to me.
Life anymore, what's trying for me, playing with you, baby you're done, so maybe I'm so, baby you're a sufferer, so the killer of your own heart. If you treat me kinda, kept me closer, will we still apart? Isn't easy with me. Think it just to loosen myself up from what I can and shouldn't be. But now I'm in the middle of the street. How did I ever let you leave? I don't know. Why did I dream this Tennessee?
Then I don't know if I come over you. Then I just wanna make me come back. Don't want to lose you to nobody, no. My God, you know, go be. And I don't know what come over you. As you see me, so I know about you. I swear to God, you can come back to, oh. You can come back to.